It's the last Consumer Watch of 2016. Boohoo.
Boohoo. But all good things come to an end.
And then we start it again next year. Good morning, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So, let me guess, are you going to be the Christmas Grinch this year? Again.
Well, I do Consumer Watch, so by definition, I'm a bit of a party mood killer at this time of year because most people are wanting to kick back, live it up, spend it up, spoil their families and themselves, and I come with my downer advice about debt and returning unwanted gifts. But
somebody has to do it.
Exactly, and that would be me today. So, to state the obvious, spending hundreds or thousands on your credit card or store account to prove that you love someone or that you're not stingy or you want to outdo the other side of the family or whatever, it's just sad and silly and reckless. Just to put things in context, Darren, a staggering 40% of South Africans' 24 million credit active consumers have fallen behind in their repayments as we sit here today. So getting further into credit over Christmas is all kinds of crazy. Before you splurge on something you know you can't afford, ask yourself if you like it more than you dread the persistent calls of a debt collector and a crappy credit record, because that is what's going to be waiting for you in January.
Yeah.
So, my little Consumer Watch thing is, how about spoiling yourself instead with the gift of not having a credit headache in January, or having a bit of a less of a credit headache? Believe me, that feels absolutely brilliant. Just saying. Okay, off my soapbox, one with a practical advice. When buying gifts, please, please, please ask detailed questions about their returns policy. Don't just say, can I return this, or can the person who's getting it return it if they don't want to, and the person says yes, and you're thinking two different things. So, do they require a receipt in order to do the exchange? If so, ask them to issue you with one. Find out how many days the recipient has to return it, because they vary from like 7 to 30. So you don't want that person to leave it too late. Some stores won't take back defective goods at all. And ironically, I found that...
non-defective?
Did I say defective?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, I'm glad you're listening, Darren. Okay. Yeah, non-defective. They won't take back non-defective goods. So change of heart, don't want this present, don't want this aftershave.
Yes.
They don't have to take it back at all by law. So you must ask, never assume that they're going to take it back. So, yeah, nothing wrong with the shirt or the Barbie doll or the box of Lego or the dress from Zara. They do not have to take back. So if they do, and many of them do, they get to come up with their own policies and be very clear about it. And most cases know that they're not going to actually give a refund. There is one store that's worth saying that will take back any item for a credit, no matter where it was bought, and without a receipt, as long as it's in a resellable condition. That means all the packaging intact, and that they stock the item, that they sell it, and that's game. So it's really good to know in the new year, if you're stuck with a bunch of stuff that you don't want, you don't have to put it on Gumtree. You can actually go and get a credit for the full price that they're selling it for. If you're giving or receiving electronic goods, cell phones, tablets, computer games, whatever, remember that the precious CPA warranty, which allows you to return it, or the person you're giving it to, within 6 months if it develops a defect, and you get to choose whether you want a refund, repair, or replacement, that starts counting down from the date of purchase, Darren. So... that's one reason not to be super organized and buy gifts too early. You don't want to waste that 6 months, those precious 6 months when you have so many rights with it sitting unopened in a box.
I thought the warranty would start when you open the present.
No. It's from date of purchase. So a lot of people, it makes sense to buy things early, but that's the one downside. Yeah. Is that
especially with electronics, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So finally, my passion for recycling is well known, and this is as good a time as any to just talk about it a little bit, because the festive season generates a mountain of paper waste, wrapping paper, plastic, and glass, in particular booze bottles. We should all be taking the trouble to recycle both. I mean, not just shoving it all in a black bag is like leaving your tap running all day, as far as I'm concerned. It's just unconscionable these days. So those of us that live in the greater Durban area, thank you, Durban Solid Waste. We have it easy. We have a recycling service. All you have to do is put your paper, plastic, cardboard, and polystyrene into orange bags, glass and bottles into clear bags, and put them out on your thing on your collection day, and they'll go. There is a bit of a supply problem with orange bags at the moment, so if you've got the clear bag, check your paper and plastic in that as well. Just do it. I'd really like for Durban stats to improve, and I mean, it's a perfect opportunity.
Fabulous. And that's a wrap for Consumer
Excuse
Watch
the
for
pun.
2016. I see what I did there. Thank you, Wendy. We'll see you in the new year. Have a fabulous Christmas, a magnificent new year, and come back refreshed and energized and do it
to
all
deal
over
with
again.
The debt.
Thank you, Wendy.
Bye. The summer's
magic. East Coast Breakfast with Darren Moore.